Plans to develop a new greyhound track at Logan, south of Brisbane, have been stalled in response to the New South Wales government's decision to ban the industry. The Queensland government was initially enthusiastic about building the facility, despite opposition from local residents, but Racing Queensland has now confirmed that the development is on hold. Nance Haxton reports.
It was the previous LNP state government that approved the multi-million dollar transformation of Cronulla Park in Logan into a state-of-the-art greyhound track, saying it would revitalise the racing industry. But more than 10,000 concerned Logan residents have signed petitions ever since to bring that development to a halt. Janet Scott was one of them.
We would still like to hear a proper final statement as to exactly what's going on. There's a lot of community support for anything but greyhound racing.
Racing Queensland issued a statement stating that the Cronulla Park project is currently on hold. Future infrastructure projects will be considered as part of the usual project approval process. But Janet Scott is shocked to see Cronulla Park is now blocked off to the public.
Particularly noticing the fencing, we used to be able to go in there and have a look around, and now it's all blocked, totally blocked off with very tall wire fencing. Yes, yeah, no access.
Is that surprising to you, I suppose, given to the statement from Racing Queensland that they're not going to proceed with a greyhound track here?
It's kind of a physical statement of what the government and what Racing Queensland are doing. There's no comment, we're blocked off, we can't get access to information, the track, it's just sitting there and it's just wasted. The community could be benefiting every week from this.
And it's confusing, isn't it, because the sign is still up saying that Queensland Government Project, new racing facility, that hasn't been taken down despite comments contrary to that.
Exactly. There's another sign of the physical evidence of, well, exactly where are they standing with this? That sign should be down, the fencing should be down, and something should be happening, and we need a statement from the minister.
2 weeks ago, the New South Wales government decided to ban greyhound racing in the state from July 1 next year. This week, a mass grave of around 100 greyhounds was found at a Hunter Valley property. In Queensland, the Labor government put all racing infrastructure projects under review and instigated a commission of inquiry in the wake of the Four Corners expose of the live baiting scandal that rocked the industry. Queensland Racing Minister Grace Grace was not available for interview, but in a statement said the state government has no plans to fund the development of any standalone greyhound tracks in the state. The new CEO of Racing Queensland, Dr. Elliot Forbes, will have the final say on whether a greyhound track could still potentially be built as planned at Cronulla Park, but he doesn't start in the position until August 22. Logan Mayor Luke Smith says it's time the people of Logan will listen to.
At the moment, it's sitting idle. We're yet to get a firm or definitive response from the state government on what they're doing in regards to any greyhound track. We know it's on hold, but we're yet to receive that actual letter that says it's not progressing.
Will you be negotiating with the state government or trying to get clarity on that now?
Well, we're waiting to see what the minister does. The overwhelming voice of the city was telling us they did not want a greyhound track at that spot or in Logan at all. The focus of this council is that we did not want a greyhound track there. We did not want it in our city. It's not a sport that we identify as something we'd like to encourage, and nor did we want to be left with the perception that greyhound tracks offer areas that they bring in. So we would love a multi-sports complex there. We would love something that we can offer our teenagers, our families, something to get people out, get training. There's a lot of opportunities we can utilise that field for, and that's what we'd prefer.
That's the Mayor of Logan, Luke Smith, ending that report from Nance Haxton.